All right, George just told us about his trip overseas to London, to England, to Scotland. Well, bringing into the studio now, we would like to welcome, as he opens the door, Oliver, who is our British exchange student.
Georgie!
Talk to him.
Hi, Oliver.
It's me, Oliver Crumb Pudding.
How are you?
His last name.
Thank you ever so much for letting me stay at the Muses Manor for wayward boys, Georgie.
Didn't know we had one.
I tried to get good marks in my studies and be the son your sperm never made.
Okay, that's one way to put it.
But my learning difficulties makes your staff beat me like a ripped meal,
oh,
I'm afraid.
They do
I
not.
Can't believe that.
They beat me about the head and face with your radio trophies, Georgie. And they call me limey trash, Georgie.
Oh, no, they don't.
I hope not.
Why have you commanded me to be beaten within an inch of my monarch-loving life, Georgie?
I have not commanded that.
The trophy blunt force trauma hurts my feelings. I want to learn sport!
Okay, ask a sport question.
Yay.
Then.
Did you enjoy seeing me, ye old homeland, Georgie?
I don't remember seeing you. I saw your homeland. Yeah, it was great.
Did you pull the birds and do some hand roaming into a few pepper pot skits, Georgie?
I don't think so, no.
Being naughty at that?
I wasn't naughty.
Right
no.
in the middle of a Monty Python episode.
Why did you travel to my land of gumdrops and toffee pudding and not take me with you so I could meet me birth parents, Georgie?
Yeah, George.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could have done that.
Did your hatred of pasty constipated children get the better of you, Georgie?
Is that what you are?
It hurt my feelings and robbed me of a chance to get a real British enema, Georgie.
Oh, God.
I want an enema, Georgie!
Okay, well, go get one.
I want to learn sport! Why was it a big deal for the little fire hydrant man, Jimmy Johnson, to get his name printed into the Sport Coliseum circular, Georgie?
Yeah, it was a big deal. He built the 90s Cowboys, printed. Which were a dynasty.
I want to learn more sport,
well,
Georgie!
Give me
teach
a chance
him,
to talk.
George.
I'm trying.
Thank you ever so much for letting me stay in your sports cottage for underprivileged British children, Georgie.
I didn't know
but yet. I want to ask what happened to my brother Nigel.
He got kicked off the
he
show a long time ago.
He was last seen with you going into the woods, and then I heard that single gunshot.
Oh,
and you emerged from the forest alone, Georgie.
Oh.
Pray tell why you went so Revolutionary War on his bum, Georgie.
I didn't.
Pray tell.
I didn't.
Will you please adopt me, Georgie?
I think I'm a little old.
I would only feel safe with you, even though you're the prime suspect in my brother's death. Please allow me to reside in your seaside manor in Argyle, Georgie.
No, it's not seaside. It's
I have
not
to
a manor.
Go now, Georgie, or I'll be late for my instructional 9 o'clock beating at your ever-so-friendly sports cottage, Georgie.
Okay.
For
all right.
I with underprivileged British boys, Georgie.
All right, we'll see you, Oliver.
See you, Georgie.
Bye-bye. Here we go.
There goes Oliver.